I've got a friend at work, and he asked me today. He said to me, "I don't know if you guys know Boyd, you know Pete. I don't know if you know Sam, big tattoo. Sam tattoos all over himself." He came up to me and he said, "If God is real, Johnny, why is there so much suffering in the world?" Don't know if you've ever heard that one. But he came up to me and he said, "Look, I don't get it." So today, I'm going to attempt to explain why there is suffering in the world, and also how God uses that to help you, but also uses it for His glory. So if you're here today, and you may have a smile on your face, but if you're here today, and deep in your heart, you've got something there. You've got that pain there. You've got that thing that you can't shake. I believe this message is for you. I'm talking to you. And my prayer is that once you hear the word of God, it may be like medicine that washes your soul away. So we can just bask in Him and understand who He is. It touches me right in the core of myself because I don't know if many of you know, but when I was 3 years old, my father left me and my mum. It's one of the hardest things in the world. Growing up with a single parent, a mother that can't speak English. I remember going to school, and you have this smile on your face, but when it's Father's Day and you see other fathers coming in and embracing their children, and you would put a smile on your face, but deep down inside you're hurting. I remember, going back home and literally rolling up in a ball at night and just weeping at night. One time I even wrote a letter to my dad and put it underneath the bed and said, "Dad, when are you coming back?" For 30 years, he never came back, and this is the pain, the suffering that we go through, that I still go through to today, and it doesn't make sense. God, if you're truly God, I want to have someone that I can call Dad. I mean, I used to go over to my friends' places, and I used to say, "Wow, you got food, can I sit down with you?" And they're like, "Yeah, we eat every day." I'm like, no, yous are lucky. They don't get it. Why do we go through this pain? Why do we go through this suffering? Why did my mum and dad separate when I was 3 and he comes and knocks on the door when I'm 33 years old, 30 years later, and says, "Hi, I'm your dad." I didn't know whether I wanted to punch him or give him a hug. So this message is for those of us who have that smile on your face now, but there's something there. I hope that God's word would wash your soul. Romans 8:28 tells us that, and we know that in all things, Romans 8:28, in all things, good and bad, all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now, it's not going to make sense now, the pain that you're going through. I mean, still to this day, to live for 30 years, I don't wish it upon any child. That's why when I see broken families, I really crumble, because I know the pain. I see the smile, but I feel the pain, and it breaks me. Let me have the privilege of praying over us and let's study the Word of God together. Father God, You are now my daddy. And I thank You. Lord, may Your Spirit work amongst us and touch our hearts if we are hurting. Lord, let us lift it off our shoulders and fling it and give it to you today. And let us receive your grace, your love, your mercy. Lord, sometimes things just aren't fair in our lives. We're not sure why we have to go through what we go through today. But Lord, we trust that your word says that in all things, you work it out for our good. So Lord, we trust you and we pray, Lord, that you may touch us with your spirit. For your glory, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So today, I'm just going to take us through three key points. It's not exhaustive, so of course that means that I'm not going to touch on every single aspect of why people go through pain and suffering. But the three key points I want to take us through today. We go through pain, firstly, to mature as a person and as a Christian. Secondly, we go through pain to actually benefit others. And thirdly, we go through pain to receive his love. God's beautiful, unconditional love. One of my favorite passages in the whole Bible is James 1, verse 2 to 4. James 1, verse 2 to 4. And it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So as our brother Kenneth explained, after long study, long sacrifice, many times probably his family not having the things that other kids had, now it makes sense. Boom. Praise God. You know, someone once said, after opportunity doesn't come the reward. After opportunity comes the problem that you have to overcome. Then the reward comes after that. It's not always opportunity, then reward. Opportunity, solve the problem, then you get the reward. So it's that middle ground that we don't like, and hopefully we can overcome it today. Why do I love that passage? Because it teaches me every time I go through something hard. And I wanted to teach us today, if you're going through something hard, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And when you get past it, you become a new person. A stronger person. A person that has more faith in Christ. Because he's helped you there. And this is the challenge that we go through. I spoke earlier about how not having a parent and not having a father there. See, now it makes sense why God put me through that. Because as the pastor of the Hmong congregation, especially someone so young, people say, "Johnny, you're weird because you love them so much. You're so young. Don't you want to go out and play?" See, but they don't understand that 30 years of hurt has trained me for this. See, I get it. When someone's sitting all alone and no one talks to him. See, I get that. Because deep down inside, I'm thinking, well, if you say that you're a church, then why doesn't anyone come say hello to me? See, I get that. And that breaks me. That's why I'll sit next to you later, brother, and talk to you. Just joking. But that's the kind of pain and suffering that we go through. And it's to mature us. It's to mature us to be able to handle today. It's to mature us to become a better father, to be a better wife, but more importantly, to become a vessel for God to use for his glory. You can do it through Christ who strengthens you. So it makes sense. It always makes sense looking back at our lives. But what is it that you're going through today? If it's hard, praise God. Because you're just about to turn that corner. And when you do, it all makes sense looking back. So I want to just encourage us. Hang in there. Hang in there. Trust him. But like I always say to people and teach people, the hard thing is this. You have to change. Now, you got two options that I always say to the Hmong congregation. You got two options. The first option is you can understand the Word of God and you can hear Him and then you can change. Or the second option, and unfortunately, this is the option most people take. Like the prodigal son, they've got to be down on their knees eating with the pigs and then realize, I had a good over there. And then come back. Stay with your partner. Trust me. It's hard, but fight and stay with your husband. I apologize on his behalf. Stay with your kids. Fight with them. Please, trust me. It's all going to come together once you turn back and look. It's not going to make sense. I hope you can feel the pain, because through this pain, there's growth. And I'm not sure if the Holy Spirit's whispering something in your heart at the moment. You know, but open that door and let peace come in. I'm not sure how you're feeling at the moment, but let it come in. You know, one of my favorite characters in the Bible is Zacchaeus, the story of Zacchaeus. And you know, whenever I think about Zacchaeus, it just reminds me of sinners. It reminds you of myself. It reminds us that no one's perfect, but Jesus accepts you. You know, the second point that I want us to go through is we go through pain for the benefit of others as well. We go through pain. You are going through pain right now in your life, in whichever area it is, whether it's financial, whether it's family, whether it's social, whether it's work, whatever you're going through at the moment, it's actually for the benefit of others as well. And let me explain. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4 actually says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. Who comforts us in all our troubles. So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received from God. See, there's a key point here. You will overcome that pain one day. And when you do, you will meet someone one day who has your same pain. Now the question is, do you let God use you? Let it flow. You know, God blesses you first before it flows onto others. That's why I love helping people. I get hit from it on all sides. Praise God. What is that pain that you've overcome? What is that struggle that you've overcome? Our brother Kenneth now can actually say to people, look, I get it. Studying at a mature age with the kids, it's hard. I get it, but trust me, brother. It's worth it. I will help you. I know the struggle. We're here to actually help each other. We are the body of Christ. Amen. We're meant to be the body of Christ. We're not individuals. My weakness, brother SP has a strength. Where I'm strong, possibly he has a weakness. That is why together, when we go to Taiwan Pa, it's strong. There's a plug. We support each other. That's why I love the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. You know, Zacchaeus, for those who aren't familiar with the story, Zacchaeus in Luke 19, 1 to 10, he's a chief tax collector. And I feel sorry for him because everyone knows him as the short guy. You know, why? Because when Jesus actually came into the area, the town where he lived, he actually climbed up a tree just to see Jesus. He wanted to spend time with Jesus. But he was a tax collector. For those that aren't aware, a tax collector back then isn't the same necessarily as a tax collector in today's terms. Yes, we still don't like tax collectors today, but back then, what a tax collector did back then was the Jewish people actually had to pay taxes to the suppressing Roman Empire. So what tax collectors did back then, for those who aren't familiar with the way it worked, is the Jewish people collected taxes from the Jewish people to give to the Roman Empire. So you can imagine how despised tax collectors were. Imagine your own people collecting money from you, adding their percentage on top of that, and giving it to those people who are suppressing you. That's why they hated tax collectors. But Zacchaeus was actually a chief tax collector, which means that he had like a lot of people working for him collecting tax. So you can imagine how the Jewish people despised Zacchaeus and hated him when Jesus actually came. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Come down, I'm going to eat with you." Now, why is this an important story for us today? Because if you're someone who knowingly is doing something to hurt yourself and you're suffering yourself, if you're someone who secretly has that sin that you know about, you know, come and bring that to God. He'll call you down and say, "Look, I love you still. What is it? What is that secret sin that no one knows about but just you do? What is it that we do, that you do when no one's looking, that you do? You can't shake that habit. Don't be afraid. Go to him still. He wants you. He loves you. Our true living God wants to still embrace you. Like Zacchaeus, spend time with Jesus. Love him. Receive redemption from him. And when you do, it's automatic. Your love will flow onto other people. Amen. It's okay. We're all sinners. The Apostle Paul said he's the chief sinner. And probably he's probably one of the most theologically theological people I know. Not personally, but. So I want to just encourage us. Second point. Don't think you're not worthy. You are. Don't think that, look, I'm not mighty and unholy. He wants you. And when you receive that love, let it flow on. It's here for you. It's a gift for you. And it's for free. Because it's priceless. You can't buy it. It's priceless. It's not free because it's cheap. It's free because it's priceless and we can't earn it. It is freely given, the grace of God. Let me move on to the third point, and that is we go through pain to receive his love. And let me conclude on this point. You know, there was a nine-year-old Hmong girl, and she had a rare terminal cancer. She actually had cancer in her ovaries at such a young age. 9 years old. Her name was Savannah. Her name is Savannah. Now, she's innocent. I mean, she was so beautiful, a nine-year-old Hmong girl, so beautiful. For no reason. She's got cancer. I remember bringing her to church upstairs. I remember sitting her down. I remember her mum crying. I remember Pastor Roger laying hands on her. I remember myself laying hands on her and all the elders laying hands on her and praying over her about 3 years ago. About 2 months later, she died. Now, how does that make sense? How does that make sense that a 9-year-old beautiful girl, so innocent, attracts cancer and dies? Now, God, why do you do that for? You answer me that one, God. It's not fair. Do you have kids? Do you have grandkids, nieces, nephews? Imagine a 9-year-old child being through chemotherapy, everything, and you're laying hands on her, and God does not answer your prayers, and she dies. How do you work that to be good, God? You know, she's in heaven now. She received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. You know, her dad is one of my cherished elders now, G. Because of her, 20 people came to know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me repeat that. 20 people now, we have a place in heaven because of this 9-year-old daughter. That same year, Jay, our Hmong leader, died. My big brother died. Now, how does that make sense? He brought his family together again. And he led people to Christ. That same year, 2 other people died. I mean, the Hmong congregation, it was so hard that year. Derek, I don't know if you remember. It was so hard that year. It didn't make sense. But that year, God brought over 60 people to him to know Christ.
Hallelujah.
Through this pain, death, and suffering. Yes, those 4 people are now in God's presence right now watching us. But now their lives have brought so many others to his kingdom. Does it make sense? Not at the time. Looking back now, I love my elder G. He is my humblest guy. He is continuing the evangelism work of his daughter. He's about to go and study in the Alliance College, and he has aspirations to share the good news. He's been to Thailand to touch other 9-year-old people's lives for Christ. He's talking this year, he wants to go back and share that love that his daughter received and he received. Now, all this from a 9-year-old girl who contracted cancer and died after knowing Christ for 2 months. Does God change all things for the good of you and him? Amen. It doesn't make sense. But God does do all things. I want to conclude with a story. I want to conclude with a story. There was a boy that walked out in his backyard, and it was a nice sunny day, and he walked past the same oak tree that was always there, but something was different this time. He walked by and he saw this caterpillar trying to break out of the cocoon. He could see that the caterpillar had wings already and was struggling to get out of the cocoon. So he looked at the caterpillar, who was about to turn into a butterfly, and he goes, "You'll get there." The next day, he walked past the same oak tree, he turned and he looked, and he saw the butterfly struggling again. He was thinking, "Man, I feel sorry for the butterfly. Why does the butterfly struggle that hard?" You know, so he goes back home. The third day he comes and he sees the butterfly struggling again. He goes, "Nah, that's it." He goes over, he breaks the cocoon. He puts the butterfly in his hands. And he goes, "See, I've helped you now from your struggles. Now fly." butterfly fell straight to the ground. Couldn't fly. See, we need to understand butterflies need to break out of the cocoon so its wings can get strong enough to fly. Are you that butterfly today? Are you that butterfly that needs to break through that cocoon? God has something special for you, each and every single one of you. But you need to get strong enough, and He's training you now with that cocoon. Strengthen your wings, break through, and when you do fly, you'll be able to fly all around the world and touch people's lives, like my brother G, like myself, like everyone else here who's a servant of Christ. So I want to encourage us. It doesn't make sense today, but trust in Him. He's going to use you. You are special. And He's going to bless you. Let me close in prayer. Father, it never makes sense when we go through pain and suffering. Lord, it never makes sense when our families are broken and we put on that fake smile. Lord, it never makes sense when the very people we are trying to help go against us, backstab us, talk about us. Lord, it never makes sense when it feels like I'm the only one doing everything. But Lord, we trust in Your word, and Your word says that You will use all things for the good of those that love You. So Lord, we pray that if we are going through anything that's hard at the moment, that Lord, You lift it off our shoulders, Lord. We pray that You remove it from us, Lord, and we fling it and throw it at Your feet at the cross. And we ask for Your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.